My prayer today is that God's presence and grace be by your side today and each day from here. And that's especially for you, Audrey, wife, and also for the children, that God's presence and grace stay with each one of you, Lisa, Ryan, and Andrea, in the days ahead. I shared with the family what a privilege it was to visit Joel and pray with him on numerous occasions over the last 6 years as I've been pastor here at Peace. I noticed in the fall, I think, that his health was taking a turn for the worse, and I brought it up to him in a visit. He didn't want to talk about it. He wanted to change the conversation and talk about something that I wanted to talk about. Then the winter came, and his health got a little worse, and there were some things happening, and I brought it up to him again. He changed the conversation again, didn't want to talk about it, and wanted to talk about something that was going on in my life. And then in February came, and I was very preoccupied with the birth of our third child, Miles, and very busy with that. And a couple days after coming home with Miles, I got the phone call that Joel was in serious condition in the hospital. And I talked to the nurse, and she said, please garb up completely before going into the room. I did all those things, and I thought about what I was going to say to Joel. And before I could even blurt out a word, Joel, with just the little bit of strength that he had, just he wanted to find out about my family, how my baby was doing, how my wife was doing. That was a touch of kindness that he showed to me over the last year. But as I think about Joel's life and his death, the thing that sticks out to me is something else I want to share with each one of you today. And I think Joel might have learned this throughout his life, and that's this. God had the power to change question marks into exclamation points. What do I mean by that? Well, I think early on, Joel had some questions in confirmation. I love the story you shared about his confirmation. This is a training that youth have in the Lutheran Church around the time of 7th and 8th grade. Joel went through confirmation in Fargo, North Dakota, and I think there was a question that Joel posed. It was this: God, are you here? I say that because he kind of had an awkward start in confirmation class. His family lived outside of Fargo, a few miles, and his grandmother, who had great influence over his life, said, I want you to come to confirmation class in the big city, in Fargo, to First Lutheran Church. There's lots of other kids here, 40 kids. And the pastor's name was Pastor Krabby. Actually, we don't know what his name was. Yeah, we're not sure. We're not sure about his name. But that was the name, Joel, I think we made up for him, that I heard, Pastor Krabby. The reason why he was Pastor Krabby was because he required all his students to have sharpened pencils, Luther's small catechism, and a Bible at every class. And sure enough, Joel forgot his sharpened pencil one day, and Pastor Krabby asked him to not be a part of the class that particular day. God, are you here? Joel might have asked. Joel's confirmation verse was the reading that we had from Revelation chapter 2. Be faithful unto death. Be faithful unto death. And I will give you the crown of life. As Joel lived his life and saw how faithful God was to him, you see that question changed to an exclamation point. God, you are here. Throughout his life, I think, and this is a question that we all have, is God, will you provide? I think we all have that question. I think Joel went through a few years. Maybe he has asked that question, God, will you provide? He lived in Germany for 3 years, went through basic training here in the States, and then was stationed over in Germany for 3 years. The story I heard is that he didn't know how to cook. God, will you provide? There was a family that took him in. And he didn't have transportation. And one of the sweetest memories that he shared with me was how much he enjoyed riding around a Volkswagen Bug that someone gave him. He thought he looked really cool in that, in Europe. And he didn't have any friends going over to Germany, but actually, while in Germany, he got three very close friends that stayed friends with him well beyond their time in Europe. And then, of course, raising a family with three children and a wife, probably those questions came up, I'm sure. God, will you provide? See, throughout life, I think that question switched to an exclamation point. God will provide. And he did. What a wonderful life you had. What a wonderful family you have. God did provide. And I think in the last few months, Joel had some questions about death. Is God really going to do his greatest work in my life after my death? Really? Is that true? In our conversations in the hospital room, we had a chance to talk about, and I shared with how God's love extends to people even after death. That's the teaching of Romans chapter 8. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God, not death. And Joel said to me, I believe that Jesus works even after death. And so I left. Later that evening, I wasn't there. I didn't hear the story. I shared this with the congregation. I wasn't there. Audrey shared the story. Joel turned to daughter Lisa and said, Lisa, you're going to die? And I think she must have been puzzled when she heard that. Do you remember this conversation? Yeah? And kind of a pause, and then Joel said, Audrey, you're going to die. I don't know how you respond to that. It was kind of awkward, probably. Then after the puzzled questions, Joel said this, but I'm going to die first, and it's going to be okay. You know what Joel was saying in that moment? He was saying the question of, will God really work? Will his love extend to me after my death? Do you know what he was saying? Exclamation point. God will love me through Jesus Christ after I die. And that's the beautiful thing that God does through his son Jesus. As those people who came to the empty tomb and saw the empty tomb, they had questions. Where is he? Where has he gone? And by the end of their time in the empty tomb, exclamation point, he is risen. He lives forever. God has done a marvelous thing, and all the questions of life, he's changed them to exclamation points. What a beautiful thing. I thought just for a moment of what Joel would say to his family if Joel were to write a letter. And so I wrote a letter for Joel that I want to read to you, that I think he would have shared these words to you, Audrey and children. If Joel were here, I think he'd say this. A final letter to my wife, Audrey, my children, Lisa, Ryan, and Andrea, and all who have known me. I have suffered the last few years of my earthly life, but all is different now. I am beyond any pain, any discomfort. By God's grace in Jesus, I am now in the presence of God. You might be feeling pain and sorrow, but in heaven you too will not know pain. So if you hurt, I am sorry. Dwell on the joys, the many joyful times God allowed us to have together. And one more thing. God indeed has the power to take question marks in life and turn them into exclamation points. I love you very much, Joel. I think those are the words he'd want you to hear today. God's peace be with you, Audrey.